For the past 3 years, ABC Radio National has invited Australia's regional museums to step forward and tell us why they should be recognised as the finest in the land. The Regional Museums Award focuses on museums in their roles as storytellers, local ambassadors, and on how they plan for survival in the future. This year, the winner is, drumroll, the Richmond River Historical Society, with its museum located in Lismore, an area of northern New South Wales that's well known for the diversity of its European, immigrant and Indigenous history. Jeff Foley is the Honorary Secretary of the Society, and he joins us from his home in Lismore. Jeff, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Rain. We're very excited and very proud to have won.
I bet you are. The Society must have told a pretty good story to win this award. What is it?
Well, the story is that we are very much a social museum, that we are trying to say something about the society in which we live and its various aspects of history, the impact upon the people that live here, both the Indigenous people and the European people.
So it's a story of the people of the area, and that's, as you say, Indigenous Australians, it's the first white Australians, and then the ethnic communities that have come there. Mm. So it's a story that goes over many, many years. Is it a story of oppression initially? Is that the story you tell with the Indigenous Australians, or how do you tell that story?
No, there was not a great deal of oppression in our area, which is the Richmond Valley. There's one infamous massacre that's still a matter of great debate that happened at Ballina, but that was done by outsiders. The local people, the white people, were as appalled as the Indigenous people about it. But we were fairly free of that sort of friction, the relations between Indigenous and the local people in the Richmond Valley was reasonably good.
And the Bundjalung people, the local Indigenous people, they're very involved with telling their story through the Society?
Yes. We have a room called Bundjalung Anna, which is the Bundjalung place, and that has a display which was set up with the Bundjalung Tribal Council's active cooperation. We also hold a great deal of culturally sensitive material that the Tribal Council have looked at and said what can be displayed and what can't be displayed.
And that includes, I understand, the Bundjalung dilly bag.
Well, yes, we have a number of dilly bags, and one in particular is indicative of the relationships between the Indigenous people and the Europeans. Of course, it was made in 1855 at Tunstall Station, just outside Lismore, by an Aboriginal girl for her playmate, who was the daughter of the white squatter.
And Jeff, you also tell the story of immigration to the area. New Italy. Tell us about New Italy.
The migrants to New Italy came originally to New Britain and discovered that the conditions there were not quite as nice as the promoters of the immigration had put forward. So they eventually arrived in Australia in the early 1880s. And Henry Parkes arranged for that to happen. And after a year or so, they settled at New Italy, which is on the Richmond River, about 30 kilometres from Lismore, set up their own little Italian village. And they were there for about 50 years until the poor soil and so on really pushed them out. Mm. There is still a very vigorous museum there, and the Italian government is very interested in the New Italy Museum.
Okay, Jeff, we must go, but again, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Fran.
I know funding is a problem for you, so I guess we can put a shout out for everyone who wants to support the work of the Society to do so. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Jeff Bye. Foley is the Honorary Treasurer of the Richmond River Historical Society, the winner of the 3rd annual ABC Radio National Regional Museums Awards. And if you want to find out more, there's a link to the Society's website on our website. Incredibly, it has a huge archive, 120 linear metres, including 4,000 files and 15,000 photos.